and the podcast audio.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, and what news did you have, something with Sester Foster?
Well, in light of Sester Foster, the increased danger to sex workers, in Detroit, a woman was found brutally beaten and left naked in a Cooley High School parking lot, who later died at the hospital from severe wounds, and she was only about 30 years old. All sources I'm hearing so far are saying that this was a sex worker. In Austria, I do believe, a man murdered a sex worker and then kept her body parts because he was going to eat them because he's a cannibal. I know y'all aren't going to believe this, but in the comment sections in these articles, people are blaming her for being a sex worker and saying she brought it on herself. Meanwhile, this guy has already spent 30 years in prison for various assaults, sexual assaults, and once raped his partner and bit one of her nipples off. But it's the sex worker's fault. Yeah.
Some folks may be tuning in after the trigger warning play, but we do keep a pretty heavy-handed trigger warning on this program.
I believe it's exhaustive, sir.
That's it. Exhaustive. It's exhaustive.
So that's what's going on for sex worker news. Yeah, and then there's just general other news.
Yes, what do you have?
Let's see. New House bill could force 2 million Americans off of food stamps. That's going on. Oh, it's just going to freeze on me. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives could vote on a bill this week that would force 2 million Americans off food stamps. You're really just going to do that to me? Oh, it wants me to buy dog food. I don't even have a dog. I'm getting these pop-up ads for an animal that I don't even have.
Pop-ups on smart devices.
Pop-ups on smart devices. Welcome to the future. We're living in the future. It fucking sucks. Part of the House resolution, aka the Agricultural and Nutrition Act, would require food stamp recipients younger than 59 to work at least 20 hours a week, including parents with kids older than 6. The bill passed the House Agriculture Committee with a 26-24 vote and is expected to reach the House floor this month. Supporters say that removing existing loopholes, states could use that to waive their residents from work requirements, but if it becomes law and is enforced, it would also revoke any states' SNAP federal funds if they fail to comply. Right? So basically, if you live in a state and they say, no, we think that because you're poor, you should just get food stamps. If they don't hit the federal guidelines, then the government will cut their money. So, interestingly enough, it wasn't covered in this article, but I read another article about it. And basically, people in rural areas are going to be exempt, shockingly, because they're primarily white. So really, this is going to be for urban areas where unemployment is absurdly high. And so, basically, in places where you can't find a job, you're going to get your food stamps cut even though you are unemployed and living in poverty and looking for a job. So, really, this is just a fuck people of color kind of thing, as it tends to go in this fucking country. Yeah.
Bring on the incrementalism.
Yay! Oh, I screenshotted that tweet, too. one of those hashtag resistance niggas who has like 10,000 followers on Twitter, by the way, straight up said, dismantle the systems of oppression, said no oppressed group ever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Like on purpose.
Yeah,
like
on actually, purpose. Yeah, they meant it.
Yeah, it was not autocorrect gone wild.
Yeah, no. It was in a thread where they were literally arguing that incrementalism is the best way to go because doing too much at one time is bad for oppressed people.
Yeah, and there's Dora Loco. There's a Fiener Loco over there in the archived chat space.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, and I titled this one, the wine cellar is relocating. Yeah, we're moving. We wanted to stay in this apartment for only 1 year, but fucking I wasn't getting enough overtime for us to move when the lease was up last year.
Yeah,
but I got time now, cuz I got time now. So I got the overtime this time, and we got to move. And wherever we move, it's going to be a 5-year minimum. Like, we're really going to settle into this one.
Yeah,
you know, make it our own. I touched the siding on the front porch. It's like that vinyl siding, so I can wipe that off. There is a porch. That's dope. But most importantly, there is a third bedroom that can be the wine cellar studio.
Yes.
So now it won't be like out of our bedroom anymore.
Right.
And I can actually, like, I'm thinking about, and ironically, right across the street in this little area is a place that does, like, labels and shit.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I can get, like, some vinyl labeling in wine cellar and put it up on the wall behind
us. Nice.
Yeah, like, dope shit. Yeah, man.
Or at least, like, some artwork or something. I know y'all tired of looking at our closet doors.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah, like, the closet doors and then just this screen. And it's a sorry-ass screen. It doesn't even show the right color. It's literally not showing, that's not supposed to be orange. That's yellow. Like, it's a sorry-ass screen. Yeah.
Oh, wait, but the orange, the actual orange is red, and the actual yellow is orange.
See what I'm saying? So the actual orange is red, and the actual yellow is orange. So Donald Trump stopped donating to Democrats and just became a Republican.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
And all the fucking yellow-belly Democrats became Trump supporters as they roll with him on this, make it a crime if you speak against Israel?
Oh, yeah, it's, they're trying to make it, originally they were trying to make it a felony, so you would have to go to prison, if you participated in the BDS or any sort of anti-Israel boycott. And then that didn't fly because, you know, the First Amendment does exist. And this is literally a time when the First Amendment matters. This isn't just like some whack-ass nigger on Twitter who, you know, said some racist shit and like, I have the right to free speech. You can't critique me. No, like, this is actually why we have the First Amendment. The government cannot tell you that you can't be anti-Israel. That's why we have this amendment. So the felony thing didn't fly. So they still have the bill. It's still up for a vote, but they amended it so instead of prison you get like a $10,000 fine if you participate in any anti-Israel boycotts. Yeah. Which is like,
and they can accuse anyone of doing that too also, like they don't have they're not gonna have to prove it.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing is a lot of companies are already anti-Israel, but they don't necessarily like run on that platform as their business model. So you very well may be buying something from a company that doesn't support Israel, and now you are at risk of a $10,000 fine and the federal government being all up in your business.
Hey.
But you know, it's okay because the leader of the resistance, Chuck Schumer, supports this bill. Therefore, it must be right.
Fucking the resist. They resist their asses off. Loco in there said, do you like it? Michael Wright said, what's good? What's good? I fucking, I took my Wakanda break. I sat down and watched the film. I forgot how just, like, I laugh at moments where it's like, yeah, you know, like, it's not funny, like, oh, I see a, I heard a punchline that made me laugh, a setup punchline, ha-ha joke, but just shit where, like, the way the actor is delivering the lines and the way the scene is playing out makes me laugh really loud, and I forgot Phoenix was in the apartment when, some dude was like, no, Killmonger, stop, you know.
Yeah, it was, Zuri, I think, is the male elder. It was Forrest Whitaker, who was like, don't kill T'Challa. I'm the one who got your father killed. Kill me instead.
Yeah, he's like, I'll kill you both. And I was laughing so loud.
Well, he said, I'll kill you both, Uncle James. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he said, Uncle James. Yeah. And he did. And I'm laughing so loud, thinking I'm home alone. And she just comes up behind me and says, you're funny. was like, what the fuck? You creep me out, man.
Because you are. I just walked in like 5 minutes before. How the fuck you forgot I was there already? Just saying. Yeah, I also like the fact that you now are like, I took a Wakanda break, he says in his dashiki he got from the African store.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I have so damn many. And also, like, the way the weather is going, you know, like, it's heating up. Today was a kind of a cool day, so I used the long sleeve one.
This nigga have long sleeve and short sleeve dashikis.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with here.
I'm fucking black.
Yeah, they can see you.
Then they shouldn't schedule me for Saturdays. I don't want to work Saturdays.
What the fuck is Sophia say? If I have to deal with this shift, you have to deal with this melanin?
That's only fair. That's fucking legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me run over here to... What up?
To what?
My saved items.
Oh, okay.
Because I just have backed up shite.
Right.
What up?
Do you have the Arizona school thing?
What, another one got shot up?
No. The Arizona State School Board is trying to remove evolution from all the science textbooks.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. It's the South. Who cares? Like, they don't believe it anyway.
Like, no, I just want, this is like one of those things, like, we try to tell y'all niggas about the fucking, they're trying to say the slaves are,
Oh, yeah.
The slaves are, what the fuck, immigrants or some shit? We tried to fucking tell you that they were gonna say the Native Americans were, they just relocated so the settlers could have the land, right? We tried to fucking tell you all that shit, and then when it actually happens, you're like, how did this happen? And I didn't know. I was like, nigga, you...
Yeah.
Start listening to non-corporate owned media. We fucking told you.
The only programs I knew of doing that was Cognitive Dissonance with Tom and Cecil, mm-hmm. and my program before I met Phoenix. Like, yeah. Those were the only two programs I knew of talking about that, and I listened to a lot of lefty shit.
Yeah.
And ironically, Tom and Cecil of Cognitive Dissonance live around here. They are also...
Up here? Here? I thought they were, like, further... Like, downstate.
No, they're... No, that's Drift Glass and Blue Gap.
Oh.
Yeah, in Springfield. Oh. Yeah, the neoliberals.
Springfield can have them.
Yeah. All right, let's see. And in my backed up shit, I just have this stuff, like, I mean, one was just something I found amusing because it's somebody posted a video and it said, so we're just putting everything on Facebook Live now. And somebody gave a home birth on Facebook Live.
What?
Just kind of yanked it out there.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, they damn near dropped it. Shit. Because they were standing up giving birth. You know, kind of old school in it. But I mean, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to do that in a body of water when you do that.
You're not really supposed to stand up.
Oh, there's a tribe of people that are black that haven't been ruined by Europeans yet, and that's what they do.
Like,
they
stand straight up or, like, squat?
I don't know if they stand straight up, but they go into shallow water and just, they don't lie down. They just
laying down is totally white people. Like, white people made that bullshit up. Actually, excuse me, my little historical tangent. No, actually, like, literally, white male doctors made that up because it was easier for them to deliver a baby if the pregnant person was on her back. With her legs open, it was easier to take the baby out. Traditionally, like, squatting, kneeling, crouching is the most natural position because that just goes with gravity, nature. Like, that's, yeah. Yeah, laying down is some white people shit.
And then, Snoop Dogg said Kanye West not having a black wife is to blame for his antics. I don't think it's that simplistic, but that's probably a factor.
That is definitely, especially that particular family, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, Kim was the one who said she's dated black men before Kanye, and then after her kids were born, said, I've actually never really thought about racism before. I was like, oh, okay, so you date people who suffer from racism, but you don't think about, okay, do that.
Yeah, there's a, there's whatnot and what have you going on. excuse me. Coming off of Cairo News 7. Oh, man, I tell you folks what, man. You do not know what it's like to have the glaucoma.
Hmm.
And where's my little deal where it lets me increase the size?
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It disappeared on you.
No, I had to use the mouse pad to do it. Now, it says, in the age of anti-Muslim and anti-black rhetoric coming from the Trump administration, which is that shit. Nigga, I got jumped by Nazis way before they weren't. When I got jumped by Nazis in 1991 and 1990, they weren't like, "Oh yeah, and you just wait till Trump gets in office because we know he's gonna run. We're doing this for him." They were just being white.
The KKK has been here since 1866. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah. And it says, now he is a 18-year-old black teen, and he was found hanging from a tree in a wooded area in Lake Stevens in January after he went missing 2 months before. Initially, the medical examiner determined his death was a suicide, of course, because we all know how Negros just like to go out and lynch themselves up on trees. That is a great American pastime. It's like, because that's how they feel so guilty that they walked by a white woman, made her so afraid that she told a white man that he raped her, and he said, "I wish I didn't make her so afraid. I'm gonna go lynch myself." That's what colored men do. That is a fact.
Seems legit.
Yep. Now, let's see. This is a quote from his father to Como News. Ben was a very happy young man. He was already in the Running Start program, going to Everett Community College. No history of depression or anxiety, end quote. It is common for authorities to lie and cover up these types of anti-black lynchings. They're editorializing it like this because this is the Melanoid Nation website. And keep in mind, and don't take Melanoid Nation too serious, because that's one of those, they follow Francis Cress Welsing, Wacky Welsing.
Ew.
All right.
Okay.
And but yeah, like shit like this is still going on. Remember, that's Washington State, where it's way more progressive there, because they voted for marriage equality and reefer. They're progressive. That's like, have you ever heard of Lake Stevens? No. You know why you haven't heard of Lake Stevens? Because it's not Tacoma or Seattle. Stop thinking cities are the whole state. There's right. a whole state around Tacoma and Seattle. There's a whole state around Chicago. There's a whole state around Los Angeles and San Francisco. There's a whole New York state around New York City.
Right.
All right? It's not. Quit looking at the damn city. All right? Florida, you can go ahead and monolith that one. Yeah, man, just stop looking at these damn just one little cities. Right. But like, just an example of some of you have may have never heard of Wacky Welsing or really got into her shit. Wacky Welsing thinks that candy bars, of which are chocolate with peanuts in them, exist so that white people can pretend they're putting black penises in their mouths and getting the testicles, which are the nuts. Wacky Welsing says these words out loud on purpose to people, and those people believe her, and they end up being people with names like Tariq Nasheed, Gus T. Renegade, Scotty Reed is like on and off the fence with them. Like,
yeah, he dabbles in it.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I noticed, like, there was a point in time, like, after Tariq Nasheed dropped a DVD, like, Scotty Reed wouldn't shout out Nasheed or say anything like that, but he would just say, well, you know, white supremacy, the religion of white supremacy, the name of the DVD. So it's like, you know, he's got a foot in it.
Right.
You know,
which I imagine just appeals to him because he's, like, really conservative in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's a conservative dude. I don't like verysmartbrothers.com either. Very neoliberal Obamacrat type niggas. But this on the list of, and this is let's see, because they have, this is Damon Young, which is just an all out whack nigga.
Yeah, didn't we critique something else already that he did that we were not?
Oh, was it the white
men? Straight black men are the white people of black people or something.
Yep. Which is it was clickbait and just a whole bunch of memes turned into a series of sloppy paragraphs.
Well, actually, my biggest problem with it is everything he was saying was stuff black women said. So, like, y'all couldn't have found a black woman to write what black women were already saying. No, we can't.
Or the whole thing could have just been a bunch of screenshots and links to tweets that he read, but instead, it was basically a copy and paste slop job. It was a pile of shit. Damon Young is a pile. Fuck that nigga. niggas get news stories that I can't really catch because of my work hours these days. And so on the list of headlines I've always wished to write, but assumed I'd never have the chance to, white person arrested for petting a black person's dog without permission.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What's your deal?
Oh, my! Like, it's funny and I get it. My only problem is that then it's... people are starting to frame it as, but not all cops, because these cops helped the black person. Like, did you see the one with the real estate guy?
Oh, someone said that?
A bunch of people are saying that. And the same thing with the real estate guy, where it was a black real estate person, and he was, you know, like, looking at a house he was about to show, and some white woman called the cops, and then, you know, the cops came, and they're like, ma'am, he can be here as long as he wants to be here. He can be here all day if he wants to be here all day. And then he was, like, taking pictures with the cops, and I appreciate the humor. I appreciate that for once the police are doing, like, the right thing. But I just don't, let's not do a not all cops out of it. Let's just appreciate this for the moment in time it is, and that's that.
Yeah, because those cops wouldn't have raped a sex worker right after this.
Seriously.
Hell, they may have raped her when they took her into custody. They do that. A lot. So, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's still fucking funny. Like, you know, because she was crying and like, you can't do this to me. And like, they can.
What I really dislike is that, you see, I finally found it. Because he did not explicitly put the link to the actual journalism he got the story from. Because when he says write about it, it's just basically go on his own website and say this story exists. Right. Now, The Root, which is also a whack nigga website, which I think he crossover writes for.
Well, don't they put up Very Smart Brothers?
Yeah, I think they're probably like same parent company, which is white owned. The Wine Cellar is not white owned. We pay our $15 a year to have our website. And that's how much it costs, folks. Like, for some folks, they're like, how do I make my own platform? Nigga, I'll crowdfund you $15, homie. Like, we'll get our own fucking network of websites up and running and link to each other and get our shit cracking. Let's do it. But, like, The Root, they usually, like, explicitly put the link where they're like, and this came from this outlet that said this. They might even have two or three of them. Mm-hmm. This nigga... he took some of the words from his own so-called article and made those words a hyperlink, and you have to look close to see the underline or have your mouse float over it and so that you can click and open link in new tab. Oh, and it goes to their own website. Oh, never mind. They don't have a link to the real journalism. So this nigga just doesn't even...
Wow.
So he's not even proving that the story is real.
Well, the story is real because I actually saw it on other outlets.
Wow. Whack niggas.
Yeah.
Whack. Wait, are they part of Jezebel too? Are they under the same thing?
Wait, this is the Root AV Club Jezebel.
Also, all the whack niggas are together.
That makes life so much easier, though.
Yeah. And Clickhole is a part of their shit.
Wait, Deadspin? Really?
Yeah.
I did not know Deadspin was that whack. Ew.
All right, you know who I fuck with? FallonKitty.com.
Yes.
Who's the motherfucker? Lipstick Alley.
Lipstick Alley, yeah.
Yeah, they're legit. WineCellarMedia.com.
WineCellarMedia.com is kind of cool.
Redneck Revolt.
Redneck Revolt. Also, Actify.
And Actify Press and Actify Chat, their podcast and YouTube channel. I have not looked at the archive chat space in a clip.
Oh, you should do that.
Fiener said, have you heard of Jimmy Dore and Redacted Tonight? Yeah, I've been playing their programs since about 2000, like late 2011, early 2012. I've been playing Jimmy Dore and Redacted. That's Lee Camp. Yeah, I've been fucking with them for a while, man.
I chose to bypass, you know what, never mind. Anyways, we're not going to do that right now.
What is it? Benjamin Dixon?
No.
Hey, go. It's the wine
cellar. No, it's not Benjamin Dixon. No, people were having a conversation about Jimmy Dore, and I was tempted to comment, but I was like, I'm going to pass.
Why?
Because they're still upset about the, what the fuck is it? Caitlyn Johnstone thing?
Oh.
Which is like...
Oh, I'm just going to be like, where is... this 5 million excuse me, 5 million follower YouTube channel of leftists working with Mike Cernovich. Where is it?
Yeah.
Where's the cable channel? The Tumblr page? MySpace?
No.
Something.
Not even a MySpace.
Newsletter. Yeah,
I just, like, I hate to be one of those people who's like, if you stop giving it attention, it'll go away. But, like, honestly, Caitlyn Johnstone is full of bad ideas. But fortunately, her ideas are so bad, they never go anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is, like, an extra pretty shitty bad level to be at. Yeah. What the hell else did I have in here?
Well, oh, you don't know what you had in there.
I don't. I have, like, I think 27 tabs open on my phone right now. My phone is basically a laptop.
I don't even know what's going on with these headlines. A black porn star sues director for making white co-star call him N-word during racist sex shoot. All right. What's this?
You
actually read that story?
Yes.
I just saved it because the headline was funny.
It's popping all the sex worker circles. So basically, it was an interracial scene, and it had the typical interracial racist connotations. And the director was like, can she call you a nigger during the scene? And he was like, yeah, I'm really not cool with that. He's like, I'm okay with shooting the scene and the, you know, like the subtle racism. But no, I'm not trying to have nobody call me a nigger. And so the director's like, okay, I got you. We're not going to do it. And then tells her that he's okay with it. So during the scene, she starts calling him a nigger. And he's like, what the fuck? And people are like, well, you shouldn't have done an interracial scene if you didn't want to be called a nigger. And it's like, but what they're leaving out is the director explicitly said, fine, I understand that's your boundary and I will respect your boundary, and then violated said boundary.
Welcome to the informed consent.
So I hope he gets his, I hope he gets his money.
And a woman detained for after feces fleeing incident in Langley. Mm-hmm. So apparently a woman was flinging feces.
Yeah, she got mad about something and like just pulled down her pants and took a shit on the floor in a store.
Word.
Yeah, it was kind of wild. I was like, is this the mad pooper? Did we finally...
Oh, shit, found the mad pooper. You gotta respect that. Like, so they have that much self-control that they can sort of shit on the spot.
I don't actually know what to do with that statement.
Didn't have to go, but I could drop a hot one right now if need be.
What the fuck?
And this website's taking forever to load the vidya. But so what the hell is going on here? So a woman could be facing charges after an irate confrontation at a Langley Tim Hortons. I guess Tim Hortons is some sort of business establishment.
I think it's a grocery store, I think.
Well, Tim Horton, maybe grocery store. It ended in feces being thrown at staff. Yeah, that's grody. on Wednesday, surveillance video showing Tim Horton's staff being harassed was posted on LiveLeak and YouTube. LiveLeak. That website like specializes in the grimy shit, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know.
It's the white people version of... What is it?
World Star.
Yes.
I was thinking about fucking just making a World Star fucking page if I had the time, and then but only post like white people fighting and shit. It'd be funny to me, and I just like and I can edit in myself saying World Star over the video. All right, I don't know how well this is gonna show up coming across on the Facebook Live, but got the video here, so apparently there's a flinging of the feast.
Oh, it looks like there's people sitting there eating. Maybe it's a restaurant?
Oh. Yeah, a deli of sorts. All right. Yeah, so it there's no audio. And she's kind of leaned over the counter a little bit. She is displeased.
She has the I'm going to call your manager body language.
Yeah, she's going to call the manager in a whole new way. She got that new Wi-Fi. Oh, she's taking the sweater off her waist. Oh, damn. And she squats up against the wall. Damn! That's a lot of doo-doo. Wow!
Oh, my God. Wow. She picked it up and threw it.
She threw all of it. She threw all of it.
Oh, my God. I wiped her ass and threw the napkins.
With the napkins and threw them. Ooh, you know she has doo-doo on her fingers and she's going to touch the doorknob. She's going to touch her car door, her steering wheel, and start driving. Woo!
You know, this is why I think that the social media blow-up over two girls, one cup was a little disingenuous. A lot of niggas was watching it because they into that shit.
You know what? You know what else she's going to do? She's going to touch a black person's hair.
Ah!
Yeah, man.
No.
Woo! Yeah, so that's what's going on in these streets. Wine Cellar, the Wine Cellar is relocating again.
Yes.
And I'm going to like the area. Because, I mean, fuck, man. There's a park nearby there.
Yeah, there's a park. There's a forest preserve. There's actually two parks.
Two parks? Fair mm-hmm. deal. Fair
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, there's sidewalks. Like, where we live now, like, there's, what, maybe, like, 30 yards of sidewalk. And mm-hmm. then, like, the Shel Silverstein, that's where the sidewalk ends, yes. buddy. And yeah. now you're just, like... You're walking on the side, and it's not bicycle friendly. Like, I can't wait to go pick up a Schwinn after we move.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm gonna work some overtime first, and then get the Schwinns because I can't just get the Schwinn. I have to get Armadillo tires because the stock tires that come with it, they have zero tenacity. They don't last.
He's a bike snob, y'all.
Mm. I want my Schwinn Admiral, and then I'm gonna make my modifications to it.
And I'm gonna get your locks.
Yeah, and after you have a Schwinn Admiral for like 30 days, just immediately order new ball bearings because the stock ball bearings, they typically have like 10 months on them before they just go out. So get your ball bearings. As soon as they go loose, just go take your ball bearings, get them replaced. And I'm gonna bug out there.
Yeah.
What, there's all, we live by a taco place now. We're going to live by another taco
yeah,
place.
Yeah, we're going to live by a taco place.
See if they're as dope.
Mm-hmm.
The one we're buying now, they make their burgers with actual beef.
Maybe the new one won't put the fucking lime on everything.
Oh, yeah. Even when you say no lime.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I fucking dig it. There's two trees in the backyard?
Yeah, there's a pine tree and I don't know what the other one is.
Wait, that's the backyard.
Oh, that's
right?
The front yard.
Yeah, I think the backyard has two.
Two?
Yeah, but neither are pine. They're just like trees.
They're like an oak tree. One of them's an oak tree, I think.
Oak?
Yeah.
Okay, you know your trees.
Well, there was acorns.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man.
You know.
I don't have the knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, man, we're gonna fucking dig it. We're gonna post up yeah. in that Father Mucker. Where's my other saved items? So, woman detained. This yeah. one says, a lying white woman who falsely accused two black men of rape now accuses police of lying on her. That's how it goes down, son.
Hmm.
It's real in these streets.
Yeah.
Oh, you had one queued up. What do you get? What do you have?
Cops can now locate anyone's cell phone in real time without a warrant. Hi. Fuck civil liberties.
Right, haven't we all? We've always been on that path, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, and for some folks that are like activists that are like, when you're down at the thing, just turn your device off.
No, you can't even bring it with you. You have to bring a burner.
Because there's technology where they can turn your shit back on for you.
Right.
Just in case you were trying to hide.
Right. According to a New York Times report, a company that deals with prison phone systems has leveraged a data sharing service offered by phone carriers to allow cops to track any cell phone number with no legal checks in place to stop its abuse. According to the report, a former sheriff of the Mississippi County, Missouri force used a service to call Securus to surveil targets' cell phones, including a judge and other police officers. Securus used a data system that cell phone companies typically offer to marketers who want to micro-target customers based on data, including their location. But in this case, Securus tapped into the system and offers its subscribers virtually uncontrolled access to nationwide tracking. Now, keep that in mind. They can track your cell phone at any time without a warrant. They also are getting facial recognition cams in their police cars now, right? So, like, the cameras in the police cars also have that. So, you're being watched everywhere by police. And then the Democrats voted for a Blue Lives Matter bill. So, you know, if they beat the shit out of you and you happen to bleed on them, you can catch a felony. An extra felony for that.
The news is a shit show these days. And we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in. For Father Teresa's wine cellar.
The one who was doing all the jokes and was like cracking.
Oh, the comedian.
Yeah, who was cracking jokes about, yeah.
Yeah, I fall behind on stuff bad.
But people thought she was part black, and I feel like that's part of the reason they came so hard for her.
They did?
Yeah, like they, because of her hair, and like, I don't know. Like, she looks white to me, but people thought she was maybe like a Meghan Markle. Right? Like, you have a light-skinned mama and a white daddy, so.
The Krista Greco effect is tough. Krista.
We said what we said.
Oh, and if you're black and you still associate with a Krista Greco, you're a coon.
You're a coon.
You're one of her coons. And because Krista Greco came up off of black women's labor and basically tried to make herself look ambiguously like an olive girl woman of color by trying to rock the Dolezal curl as hard as possible and always filtering any picture put up. Yeah, so yeah, and her name's actually not La Krista. She added on the La to sound black.
She's just Krista.
And so that's a guerrilla feminism.
Yeah, if you still follow... I would like to think that anybody who follows guerrilla feminism is not also listening to us, because guerrilla feminism is fucking trash.
Actually, I don't even know. They don't actually even do anything. They just post...
They have a Facebook page. Nigga.
Yeah, they don't make anything.
But then if you don't invite them to one of your events, they claim they're being oppressed. That's a thing. They're like, oh, I didn't get invited to speak at like this particular swap event. I'm being oppressed. They don't want to listen to me. It's like, or you're just fucking trash and your opinions are trash.
I'll invite you and then call the cops and say you're trespassing.
What if I just invite you and outshine you? Because I can outshine you. Hi, Sloan.
I'll invite you to the wrong address. That's funny to me. I'll print up a fake flyer for it. You only gotta make one copy of the fake flyer.
One. Just one.
Yeah. It'll be fantastic. Mm. Alright, let's see what's going on. I think that's about the whole business
I
of it.
So
I know you're tired. You're ready to get out the game.
Oh, I'm just drunk at this point, actually. So I'm also tired. I'm also in pain. So, but you know, I'm fucking blue collar, so you just fucking work through it and do your fucking job. You do your fucking job.
Sea level rise.
Oh, shit, I think I know this one. Yes, I saw this one. Nigga, I put that in the Wine Cellar podcast group.
No, it's in my saved items.
Oh, well, I also put it in the Wine Cellar podcast group.
Yeah, I got it. It's from one of the black groups I'm in. Oh, yeah, the black atheist group. Because it's off a science website, and they really like the word science. So, this was originally posted by E&A News. Now the Earth is not warming. The white cliffs of Dover are tumbling into the sea and causing sea levels to rise. Global warming is helping grow the Antarctica ice sheet. Those are some of the skeptical assertions echoed by Republicans on the U.S. House of Representatives Science, Space, and Technology Committee. The lawmakers at times embraced research that questions mainstream climate science during a hearing on how technology can be used to address global warming. So they're saying that rocks, big rocks, are big falling rocks off cliffs,
yes,
landing in the ocean. So now the sea level's rising.
It's also like, the rocks are falling into the ocean because of erosion, because of increased sea levels, because the fucking glaciers are melting. I watched an entire video of a house fall into the ocean in real time on the Pacific Rim. I did.
Oof. All right. What? All right, that should be about it. Yeah, Jesus Christ, was it almost 4 o'clock? All right, yeah, it's almost 4 o'clock. I'm back on work at 5.
Ugh.
And I'm just looking in the chat space and seeing a fiend saying, give me a number to call in, and we're ending it.
Oh, fuck. Shit, we're sorry. We're sorry.
And I was on the Blog Talk Radio, too. Yeah, I want to do that again, incorporate that.
Incorporate the call-ins?
Yeah, but, like, do it after a specific time. Right, like,
But can it be people who understand the difference between socialism and Marxism?
Do 45 minutes and then have callers.
Okay.
Yeah, have callers for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then close the program. Like, that would be interesting. It's an interesting idea. All right, it's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one. Wine Cellar's relocating. How do I stop? End Facebook Live. End. And I can end Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, my chest hurts like a motherfucker.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.